3, 2, 1, and the Supersonics win their first ever NBA championship. The ball sails high in the air. The horns are honking around the Pacific Northwest.
In 1979, the Seattle Supersonics were the NBA champions, crushing all who opposed them. The fearsome L.A. Lakers or the Boston Celtics could only dream of beating the likes of Lonnie Shelton, Jack Sikma, and Dennis Johnson. The Sonics defeated the Washington Bullets in the finals. Today, neither team exists. The Bullets shed their unfortunate name in Washington and became the Wizards, and the Sonics, forced to play in the nasty fan-unfriendly Kingdom for years and then were without a decent arena, bounced down to Tacoma, and just went away. They got snatched up in a deal that created the Oklahoma Thunder in 2008, the Thunder that went to the NBA Finals last year. Yes, that Thunder. Now the sonic booms of basketball are being heard again above the Emerald Empire. Seattle's days of being a basketball-free zone may be coming to an end. Sarah Lerner from our affiliate KUOW in Seattle joins us now. Sarah, welcome.
Thanks. That's right.
Fingers crossed out there in Seattle, or is this a done deal?
Fingers crossed more is not the feeling. It is definitely more like jumping for joy. People are really excited. It's not a done deal. The NBA still has to approve it, but they confirmed that this sale was happening yesterday. And also, the Sacramento mayor is still talking about trying to find buyers and make a counteroffer. So that's still out there, but people are really excited and they're celebrating.
I love the history here. The Sacramento Kings, which would be the team that would come to Seattle, are named for the county that Seattle is in. Yes?
That's so true. That's
I love
true.
That. And so they,
yeah,
they,
and we just lost a team, and you know, and it was terrible, and everybody was so sad about it, and to get a team back is just so important here, and people are so excited. So I mean, it is a great story.
Now, when I lived out there, the problem, of course, was where do they play? Where is this new team going to play?
Well, there's a new arena coming. This has been a controversial issue for a while now. They will play at Key Arena first, and that'll last 2 years, some say. And then, you know, our city council member said, oh, more like three until the new arena is built. But there is a new arena in the works. That was finally approved amid much controversy. There's still a couple of lawsuits pending on that arena, but it'll probably happen. This wouldn't get as far as it's gotten if that new arena wasn't in the works, I'm sure.
But all of a sudden, it's not just Portland in the Pacific Northwest that has an NBA team, right?
Well, that's right. I mean, people are just amped. They're excited and everybody's got their jerseys. You know, I mean, at all these steps along the way with the talk about the arena, there's big celebrations and green and gold everywhere. And, you know, and getting people are just super excited.
There's a storied history of the NBA in Seattle. I mean, it was the first modern day, big franchise in Seattle that was coming of age in the late 70s. It had a great hockey history going way, way back. I'm wondering if the Seattle Seahawks, which were a joke back when the Sonics were on top, this new basketball team, are they going to have to climb up the mountain a little bit to outdo the Seahawks that really have developed a reputation and have been beloved of the Seattle sports fandom there in the Emerald Empire?
Yeah, I don't really see it like that. For one thing, also, by the way, this arena has NHL in the works. And then, yeah, you know, I mean, people are really, really excited about Russell Wilson, our new awesome star quarterback with the Seahawks. But I feel like getting a Supersonics team back, that's going to parallel with the Seahawks because they're also excited about, you know, Isaiah Thomas is a local guy. He's the point guard for the Kings. And if he comes back here and now we have a Supersonics again, you know, so, I mean, there's actually some parallels there with Isaiah Thomas being a rookie that people weren't paying attention to and Russell Wilson. So I see it as a parallel. People will be really happy about both. And we can say we're really a sports city.
But good luck, Sarah Lerner. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
Sarah Lerner, morning news anchor at KUOW in Seattle on the return of the Seattle Supersonics as an NBA franchise in Seattle.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.